When winter finally begins to loosen its grip, people in Springfield, Massachusetts can venture outside for a little recreation along the banks of the Connecticut River. As the temperatures warm, the snow cover melts, and the days grow longer, the Connecticut River walk and bikeway beckons. Jeremy Wilson, who lives in downtown Springfield, says he comes to the river walk often.
That was always a nice view. I'm a photographer, so I used to always like walking up the bridge and doing like a really nice shot of the two bridges there, so yeah.
Nice to be out here after the winter, huh?
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It's like I walked outside the house and I was like, oh man, it's like a really good day to actually walk, you know, down to Riverfront Park. So yeah, I've been looking forward to some nice weather. It's a little breezy now, but.
The Riverwalk is a continuous 3.7-mile asphalt path that parallels the Connecticut River. It stretches from the densely populated residential North End neighborhood through downtown Riverfront Park and past the Basketball Hall of Fame and commercial developments in the South End. The entire length of the Riverwalk only recently reopened after being closed for 2 years while the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission repaired and rehabbed sewer pipes, manholes, and outfall structures on the banks of the river. Members of Walk Bike Springfield, a citizens' advocacy group, believe the Riverwalk, which is 15 years old, suffers from being under multiple government jurisdictions. In the city's case, the Parks Department cuts the grass, the Public Works Department maintains the paved path and a bridge that crosses railroad tracks. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers also exerts some control. Further, there are complaints about limited access points to the Riverwalk and a lack of signage throughout downtown Springfield directing people to it. As a kind of spring inspection tour, I recently walked the middle section of the Riverwalk with Betsy Johnson of Walk Bike Springfield and her 4-year-old grandson, JJ. He hurried off ahead of us on his bicycle outfitted with training wheels.
Okay, helmet. Get all the paraphernalia here. Oh. I can run. We're going to go this way, JJ, because I don't think we can get here. And I will say this, the light here, this crossing, is one of the things that's very responsive. If you push this button here, you get the pedestrian walk.
We got onto the river walk from the parking lot of the Pioneer Valley Riverfront Club on West Street.
We couldn't readily do it for 2 years, but before the closure, the closure in the middle, I'd come down here and do the length of the river walk and back at least once a week. And
the pavement here is solid. I don't see any cracks or very much deterioration. So somebody must be paying some attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big, our group, the Walk Bike Springfield's big concern is that no one entity feels that they're the ones who are, you know, the buck stops with them. Now, my husband's big concern is the overtaking of so much of the entire length of the Riverwalk with Japanese knotweed, and which is, a really invasive plant, and it's this stuff that at this point is all very brown, that stuff, and just only with left uncontrolled, just continues to take over more and more of the whole bank and the whole Riverwalk, and particularly on the south side of the things, it really does block the view of the river here. You have long stretches with no real egress. You end up with a long stretch, which is good if you're out for a bike ride or want to walk, but it does limit the use. And then the big issue is then at the south end, the path just ends and doesn't leave you with what you'd hope would be the connections either over to Agawam or across the railroad tracks up and a route up to Forest Park.
As we were walking along, a man rode up on his bicycle and stopped to chat.
Tell me your name.
Oh, my name's Michael Lyman. We're right in the city, but I mean, this is like being out in the country. There's nothing, no place better. Yeah. One of my wishes is it would open up so you could come in from the South End Bridge instead of coming all the way down to Riverfront Park.
Then
I got high hopes that at Long Meadow, because we have all that watershed property down there. And I mean, that's a perfect place for the bike path, and then it can take you down and hook you into Suffield. The more people that use it, the more they're apt to improve it.
More people could be using the Riverwalk and Bikeway this summer when Valley Bike, a bicycle sharing program, is scheduled to begin. One of the locations where bikes will be available for short-term rentals is Union Station, just a few blocks from the Riverwalk.
Given where the bikes are going to be located, it does set it up for that, which is why we're so concerned that the signage be better, how you get in, especially during this next summer, at when the entrances at Riverfront Park are going to be compromised. And as I said, like with that at the other side of the bridge where we wanted, you know, that would be, you're right at the train station. There's going to be bikes right at the train station. You could come and come on to here.
If people knew about it and if they could find it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
The city plans to put new signage throughout the downtown to direct people to points of interest. Also, the plan is to maintain access to the Riverwalk and bike path through Riverfront Park as a major renovation project takes place this summer.
You're telling me that based on what we've seen in our walk here so far, that the place needs a good spring cleaning.
It very definitely. Well, and then in some cases, not only just a single spring, but 2 years of closure cleaning for that. Yeah, we're gonna go. On our way home, we will stop and get food.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.